It's the Meet the Parents episode. Hi there, I'm Eric Rung. This is Single Married Divorced, and I am single.
I'm Tom McGuire, and I'm happily married.
I'm Allison Collins, and I'm happily divorced.
And we have my two favorite people in the entire world in the studio with us here tonight. It's my mother and father. It's Donna and Gary Rung. Thank you so much for coming in.
Your other two favorite people, you mean.
Happy to be here.
And the reason why we're having you on today is because coming up, you guys will be celebrating your 50th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Wow, I was right. That's awesome. Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so, obviously, the first question is, how did you make it in 50 years?
One day at a time.
There was a lot of days.
So one day at a time, and I bet some days are better than other days, probably.
That's right.
You guys are also avid listeners of the show, so before we get too deep into how you guys made it 50 years, how many times have I been right and Tom and Allison have been wrong? Would you say 100% of the time or 110% of the time?
I'd say you guys are all pretty equal.
There we go. 33%.
I would agree with that.
Very diplomatic.
Yes. Yeah, that was very nice. Well done. Well done. You know, bring me back to when you guys were just two young kids.
Two young kids at a place called Opie's Pizza Place
in Des Moines, Iowa. That's where both of them are from, and where I'm from.
Right. And at the title or the name on the Opie's, it says Opie ain't mad at no one. So. And it was...
Was it a Saturday night?
Was it Saturday night?
Was there music playing?
I don't recall music. Do you recall music?
No, I don't think there's any music playing.
Who were you with, Dad?
I was with my brother and another kid guy from the neighborhood when we stopped in at Opie's Pizza there. And we happened to see three young, beautiful girls. So we went over and started talking to him.
Do you remember what he said when he came up to you, Mom? Did he pull a line on you?
Oh, please tell me there was a pickup line.
What was it? I think we just all started talking. Mm-hmm. Why are you here? Because usually the best pizza in Des Moines, Iowa is the Italian places. But it was just one of those things where, like now when you meet in a bar, this was like at the pizza place. Mm-hmm. We just sat and talked. And
how old were you guys when you guys met?
We were too young to go in bars.
That's what I was going to ask. Okay. Yeah. So how old were you guys?
Oh, 18, 19, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's pizza and Coke.
Right.
Pizza and beer yet.
Not yet.
And then did you get her number, Dad, or did you? How did that work?
Well, I did get her number eventually.
Eventually.
Well, I had to took some talking.
Took some convincing?
She said no at first. Did you say no, Mom?
That's what he's saying.
Who were you with?
I was with two of my really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
We were just out for an evening and ended up there.
And Opie ain't mad at no one. Is that what it was?
Opie ain't mad at no one.
Yeah.
Is Opie still open?
No.
No, it's been tore down. Well, it's kind of a funny story on the closing of Opie's.
I don't know if it's funny, but I can't wait to hear you tell it.
Well, Opie's, as you've heard, ain't mad at nobody, but he came in drunk one night and shot up the place.
Opie?
Yeah, Opie shot up the place.
Maybe he was holding in a lot of pent-up anger.
It closed shortly after that. It was no longer in business.
So it turns out
and the guy had good pizza, too.
Opie was mad.
Yeah.
Well, he was drunk anyway.
I can't believe he shot up his own place.
Well, so unfortunately, it's not there because I would have loved to have gotten you guys a menu from that place for your anniversary present. So I'm sorry I failed you.
Lou Malnati's it is.
Now, is that the first time Eric's ever failed you? I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
Ooh. No.
Oh, she's loosening up.
You didn't ask me our first date. That's when I wanted to
tell
you.
Oh, my gosh.
You.
I thought the pizza place was your first date.
That was when you met. You're right.
Oh. We went to see Rock Hudson. in Farewell to Arms. Oh. And I cried through the whole thing.
Really?
So I wondered, this is either going to be okay or it's never going to happen again. He's not going to call me again if she's going to cry at this movies like this.
Did you put your arm around her, Dad?
I don't remember.
No? That. Did you hold her hand?
I'm thinking I probably did.
I think, yes, yeah. You did.
Did you guys kiss on the first date?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, so Eric, I don't know if that's any of your business.
Well, he was certainly quick to answer. So.
Yes, he was.
What would you say is the biggest surprise that you have found about having kids in your marriage?
They don't always listen to you.
That's a good one. I think it's the matter that when you have these kids, you are really responsible for them. And that's the way and we both took it that way. And you always tried to do the best for them. And like, you know, when they would, when you or Nicole had things that we could maybe help you with, we maybe went a little bit overboard sometimes.
What do you mean?
Well, like now they call them helicopter parents. And now when I heard that when people were saying that, I kind of felt like, gosh, did we do that?
I don't think so.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, then I guess
I felt like I had a pretty long leash.
Yes, you did.
What about Nicole? Has anything surprised you about Nicole?
Well, she was always self-determined to do what she was going to do, and she's kind of followed through on that her whole life.
Mm-hmm. But when it comes to relationships, so and seeing she's married, has a son, my nephew. I guess when we were growing up, what did you think would happen with us as far as our lives and where they would lead?
Well, I would hope that you would grow and be happy and find what you wanted to do in life, and but if you were happy, we were happy.
I would totally agree with that.
And that's why you've been married for 50 years.
There's a lesson. Let me ask, like, in terms of raising a son versus raising a daughter, is it that big of a difference? You have one daughter, that's it. Was it like a boy that much different than, because Nicole's older, if I remember correctly.
Right, 3 years
correctly.
Older.
3 years, so.
I would say much easier having a boy.
Really?
Yes.
Teen years in particular, or?
Well, I think girls are a little bit harder. What would you say, Allison?
I think they're crazy, right? I have girls that are 10 and 12 right now.
Yes.
And some days I'm convinced they've lost their minds, and they're completely irrational.
Right. And girls hold.
I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't?
Just kidding. I probably was.
Girls can get angry, and they hold that anger. And guys, you know, they get mad at somebody, and then, you know, the next day they're fine. And just you just kind of always have to be really sensitive to female feelings.
Yeah. We have to talk through a lot.
How about when you guys decided to have children? I'm assuming you talked about that before you got married. Is that right? Yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't see you shake your heads on the radio. But so when you talked about that, I guess, how would you explain what children did to how it changed your marriage, or did it?
Oh. Well, I changed it because you're devoted now to a new human being. And you have to, and that human being is so small, and you've got to pay 100% of the attention on the new human being.
Right. What did it? But how did it change your marriage?
Well, we didn't go out drinking as much.
How about
I
you,
would
Mom?
Agree with that. It does slow you down, but it's wonderful to have children.
But I mean, before you guys got married, give me your not before you got married, before you had children, what would you say your average Saturday'd be?
Well, we would go out with another couple or three couples and. Usually hit a few places that we used to like a lot.
Mm-hmm. And then after kids, you did nothing?
No, but just about.
Yeah.
For a while. Yeah. For a while.
Yeah.
You have to really have to take advantage of the nights out once you have kids, I feel like.
Absolutely.
You know, my parents are happy to take Caitlin, so we're happy to let them take Caitlin. And it's like, all right, we have a night. Let's You know, you almost overdo it maybe at times. And then the next day you go pick up the baby and it's like, oh, back to reality.
Go ahead, Mom.
I was going to say we were very fortunate to have both sets of grandparents in town. And both Nicole and Eric were happy to visit, to live there and visit us because they always said.
Well, we got whatever we wanted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we brought that up once before on the show that it's so much easier for me to live here where I have my parents, you know, right there and they'll take the kids. I say whenever, but there's a price to
pay.
Well,
I mean, if you needed help, they're there.
I mean, my parents have them tonight, so.
Yeah. As you kind of grew into having kids and into a routine, is it what you thought it would be like?
Well, I don't think anybody really knows what it's like until it happens to them.
It's a different world. It's a different world.
And how would you guys work through problems? Obviously, I rarely ever saw you guys, well, I don't even want to say argue, because I don't even know if I've seen you guys argue in front of myself or Nicole. But you guys obviously had problems. You know, live with somebody for 50 years and not have, you know, some issues that come up from time to time. How would you guys work through those?
We talked a lot.
Yeah.
We really did have kind of an understanding. I was more the Italian screaming crazy person, and he was very calm. And so once I calmed down, then we were able to talk. And that's the way we argued.
I mean, you obviously made it a conscious decision not to do it in front of Nicole and I.
Absolutely, we did.
So behind closed doors.
Yeah, no.
Sounds like there were some flying.
They would ride to the grocery store a lot, Eric. Is that what happened?
Apparently.
We'll be back in 30 minutes.
How would you take a look at problem solving? Like, how would you do it? You said you talk about it, but how would you talk through issues? I mean, obviously, you're both very intelligent people. You're both people that have different views. You guys grew up differently. From two different households. So how would you do it? I'm asking for myself here, because one of these days I might get married.
Well, I think we did do the pro and con kind of thing. And like I said, once I would calm down, then we would talk about it. And if there was, you know, a really big problem, I don't know, we would work it out.
Well, you know, and I think that both of you have to give up about 80% of the time.
Yeah.
And if you both give up 80% of the time on your strong, really strong points, you'll be successful in solving problems. But if you want to take a hard stand, it's going to make it all the more difficult to do.
Wow, that's good.
I like that. Like, only digging your heels on the really, really important ones and compromise on the less important ones. I like that. That's good.
What surprised you guys about marriage when you first got married?
I had to cook every night. I hated that.
Well, I appreciate it because you're an amazing cook. but go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's...
I know you're just joking.
Yeah, I was joking, but that really was different for me. I just thought that, you know, it would just be whatever I wanted it to be. And it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you know, work it out together.
And you both were working at the time.
Yeah.
You got married. And how long did you guys date before you got married?
5 years.
5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a long time.
I went to nursing school. He was at Drake.
Mm-hmm.
So. Ah, nice. Drake. I didn't realize.
And then, so when the day came, Dad, well, how did you do it?
I'm not sure I'm following you here.
How did you ask her to marry you?
Oh, well, it was on Labor Day, and we went to a party at one of her co-workers' farm. They had a little acreage, actually, out of town. And coming back that night, we went to our favorite little parking site. And
this is the best story ever.
What do you mean, like where you would park to go to church, or what kind of parking site are you talking about?
You know, Tom.
I know.
I pulled out of the engagement ring in a box, and I opened it up for her, and she just went nuts. She got real excited, started jumping up and down on the seat, and everything.
I was not expecting it.
Oh, that was my next question.
No, I wasn't.
So, did you even get a chance to say anything, Dad?
Not really.
Did you have a speech prepared?
No, I didn't have a speech prepared. I was just playing it by ear.
Yeah. Well, it worked.
It worked.
Yeah. Did you have to wait? So when I proposed to Beth, at one point I had to say, like, well, you haven't accepted yet. So did you have to finally say, like, I assume this is a yes, or did you say yes right away, Mrs. Rung?
Well, I must have said yes, because I do remember being very excited, and I said, oh, we have to go tell my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing I said that I can remember saying.
And so, Dad, you said you didn't have anything planned to say?
No. I was just going to wing it.
Yeah, I was the same way. I didn't plan a big speech either. I was the same way. I think great minds think alike on this one.
There you go.
It's
going to
be more in the moment, right?
When did you know you were going to marry your dad?
Well, I don't know. It just came on gradually, I guess. You know,
the longer
we knew each other, the more I thought we could really make a couple.
The stronger it got.
Yeah. When did you know, Mom?
Oh, I think when I went away to school and he would write letters to me. That's when you used to write letters, not email and text.
Yeah.
We just came across all these letters that my grandfather wrote my grandmother. Because he went away and she stayed home, and it was all about how he wanted to marry her, and I love reading them.
I still have them.
Really?
I do.
Man, I wish you would have brought them.
Oh, well, when you come home next time.
Yeah, absolutely. When you really sum up marriage, how would you do it?
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean,
welcome to our world.
I'm gonna leave that in too, because that's awesome. No, when someone says, "What is marriage?" How would you describe it? Well, how would you describe marriage, Tom?
I'm sorry, Tom has the perfect marriage. By the way,
according to this show, we do have the perfect marriage, and I tend to agree. I don't know. It's
a hard question.
Yeah, it's this great partnership. Two become one, Eric. Two become one. That's marriage. I don't know. I mean, it is a hard question, because it's just a partnership. You depend on each other. You rely on each other. You're there for each other. Most of the time, hopefully, anyway.
Yeah. What surprised you most about marriage?
Surprise? You know what? I don't know if anything really surprised me. Because we dated for we were like 4.5 years, I want to say, that we dated. So we were together a lot. So we knew each other very well. There were no real surprises. So I don't know what surprised me. That the fact that it feels really different, because all of a sudden you're like, oh, my wife and my husband. But so it feels different. But we've already been together for so long at that point that it feels kind of the same at the same time, and so it's kind of a weird transition.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, oh, now we're gonna be together forever, and the day before, like, you were gonna be together forever in your minds, but now, oh, there's actually a ring on, you know, ring on the finger, and you know,
it's for real.
It's a big, yeah, you know, the sacrament of marriage has occurred. So it's I don't know, it's kind of a what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. It's just a different feeling, I guess.
Allison.
To Become One is my favorite Spice Girls song, by the way. I don't know. I mean, I think that in theory, marriage is, you know, you take two individuals, but when they're together, it's a more powerful force than those two are separately. Or you can accomplish more or achieve more, you know, whether it be with children or, I don't know, like changing the world, but like they make you stronger, you make them stronger. I think that's what marriage is supposed to be, right?
It's nice to always have someone there, like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, the love of your life, and just nice to kind of always know that's there. It's almost like a safety net, if you will.
I like that.
You guys got married on February 15th, 1969. Were you in the moment, or could you ever imagine where you're at right now, 50 years later?
No. I had no idea that. I mean, it sounds like a long time when you say 50, but it actually doesn't even seem. It seems like a very short time that we've been together. in all these years that we've done things.
That's pretty cool.
Dan?
Well, I totally agree with what your mother said here.
Now, I think we should get to the real heart of the matter. Tell us embarrassing stories about Eric, please. Please. Just one good one.
Oh, how about this? Has there, without saying any names, have there been people that I've dated that you're just like, are you kidding me?
Oh, that is a good one.
Don't say it.
Allison is not included in this.
I'm going to say that when...
I mean, you when can you, say yes. I mean, it's okay.
I saw some red flags, if that's what you want to know. But I didn't say anything.
Well, that was my question. That's got to be tough, looking at, you know, your son and knowing that it's probably a bad idea, but you just let me go anyway.
Well, I probably wouldn't let you go on all the way, but I just felt like it was your choice, and I had to accept and just, you know, stand with you.
Yeah. Dan, how about you?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, you have to let people do their own thing and make mistakes, and hopefully they'll learn from their mistakes.
Did I ever bring somebody home and you were like, oh my God, here they go?
No, not really.
No.
No, I think all the ones you brought home were nice.
Is there anybody that I did bring home or that I dated seriously that you were rooting for?
Oh, yes. I liked Sonia.
Yeah. That's all right.
But that's
No, that's it. She actually said we could say her name, so it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a great girl. Still is.
Is that the one that got away, Eric?
It was just a different time. Yeah. I mean, it was just bad timing. Yeah. I mean, I was had already graduated school. She was still in school, and it was just. But she's a beautiful person, and got a wonderful family, and is super nice. So,
well, do you think that he focused a lot on his career versus
at the beginning? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say yes, and I think that's you know it's hard on your dating life because. He's moving around every 2 to 3 years. And, you know, after a while, people don't really want to do that.
That's true. Did you think I'd get married and have kids?
Yes.
I did.
And I still do.
See, I got a couple people rooting for me.
Hey, we pull for you.
I do.
We pull for you.
We are available to take him out tonight. And maybe we can have you interview different ladies that we find.
But I always like the ones that he has dated. It's just, you know, along the way, then I see a few red flags.
Right.
After 50 years of marriage, how do you come up with birthday and Christmas and anniversary and every other present that husbands need to buy? Because I'm only...
That's a really good question.
I'm eight years deep, and I'm running out of present ideas.
Well, and I totally agree with what you said. It gets harder and harder, I think, every year. I mean, we're to the point where we really don't need anything. It's, you know, what you want, what might look good. It's tough.
I like just doing things during the year. If you might say something, oh, I'd really like to have something like this. Well, I don't have to wait till Christmas or birthday. So I think that's, for me, I like that better. In our talks, we've really decided that we'd rather travel and, you know, I don't need diamonds and...
Yeah, activities jewels. Versus things.
Sure.
Yeah, experiences versus things.
If we need it, we get it.
Yeah. Are you guys excited to see me again?
Of course.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you think this was going to be awkward?
Yes. Oh, no. Wait.
No. So did I. So did this. I. This, it's actually been lovely.
This I thought was going to be awkward. Not, yeah. I mean, I was really nervous about this.
About talking into the microphone?
Yes.
Well, I think you did a wonderful job.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you guys were great. Yeah.
Awesome.
And look at that. See, I told you, a half hour would go quick. All right. Well, I can't thank you guys both enough for doing this. I know this is not your usual thing. And listening to our show is what you guys normally are used to doing. So I appreciate you coming in and getting in front of the mics and telling us your story and also sharing a little bit of your wisdom with us as well.
Well, thank you for having us.
All right.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us.
You're more than welcome. You're welcome back anytime.
We're very proud of you, Eric. And we do love listening to this single, married, and divorced.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, tell your friends.
Oh, we do. I don't think they believe us, but that you're not.
Well, that's okay.
I know.
All right. Well, I have to say thank you, and you guys have been an absolute role model to me, both in life and in love and in marriage. And I can only pray that my relationship is half as good as yours has been for me to watch growing up. You really showed Nicole and I love in every single part of our lives and continue today. So I can't thank you enough for that.
Well, you're welcome.
And now I'm going to cry.
Now you're going to make me cry.
All right. So let's close this out before I start tearing up too much here. For Tom and Allison, I am Eric Rung. This is Single Married Divorced. Have a great week, everybody.